This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Lent Thursday, first posted March 6, 2008, John 11:1-53, or 47-53, Raising of Lazarus, paraphrase, Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, all close friends of Jesus, was ill. They lived in Bethany, 2 miles from Jerusalem. His sisters sent word to Jesus at Bethabara, 25 miles from Nazareth, east of the Jordan River, asterisk, that Lazarus was ill. But when Jesus got the message, he declared that Lazarus' illness would not result in death, and that God would be glorified. Jesus loved Mary, Martha and Lazarus, but he delayed going to Bethany for 2 days. Then Jesus told his disciples that he was going into Judea again. The disciples cautioned him, saying that the Jewish authorities were seeking an opportunity to stone Jesus to death. Jesus told them that he must fulfill his work while he was able. When Jesus and his disciples arrived, Lazarus had been dead 4 days. Many Jews from Jerusalem had come to console Mary and Martha. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. She said to Jesus that her brother would not have died if Jesus had been there, and even now she believed that God would do whatever Jesus asked. Jesus told her that Lazarus would rise to life again. Martha declared her belief in the resurrection of the dead at the last day, day of judgment. Jesus declared that he is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in Jesus will live even though they die, and those who live and believe in Jesus will never die. Jesus asked Martha if she believed what Jesus said, and she declared that she believed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world, according to God's word. Mary was summoned and the Jews who were consoling her followed, and they went to the tomb with Jesus. Jesus commanded the stone covering the entrance to be rolled away. Jesus prayed aloud to God, so that God would be glorified for and by the miracle, and then called aloud for Lazarus to come forth. And Lazarus came out, still wrapped in funeral cloths. Jesus told the people to unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews who witnessed the miracle believed in Jesus. But some of the witnesses went and told the Pharisees, Jewish religious authorities, what Jesus had done. The Pharisees were afraid that the people would believe in Jesus and the Romans would destroy the temple and nation as a result. Caiaphas, the high priest, refuted that, saying that it was advantageous for one person to die for the people so that the whole nation would not perish. He spoke prophetically, because of his office as high priest. From then on, the Jewish leaders plotted to put Jesus to death. Commentary: Jesus deliberately delayed going to Bethany until Lazarus had died. He wanted to reveal that he could not only heal the sick, but also raise the dead. He wanted to prepare his disciples and the people for his resurrection, and to show that there is existence after physical death. Jesus had raised others from the dead, the widow's son, Luke 7:11-17, and Jairus' daughter, Luke 8:41-42, 49-56. But these took place in Galilee. Lazarus' resurrection took place in Judea, 2 miles from Jerusalem, and was witnessed by many people from Jerusalem, virtually in the face of the Jewish authorities. Lazarus' resurrection was the precipitating event which led to Jesus' crucifixion. The Jewish authorities were afraid that Jesus would destroy their temple and their nation, their authority and status. To them, Judaism had become their religion to serve them, instead of them serving God. As high priest, Caiaphas prophetically spoke God's word when he declared that it was expedient that one person should die for the people, not just for the nation, but for all of God's people, including the Gentiles. By crucifying Jesus, the Jewish leaders actually brought about the destruction of the temple, Jerusalem, and the nation, by the Romans in 70 AD. Because they rejected and crucified Jesus, God lifted his favor and protection from them. They were scattered throughout the world, and the nation ceased to exist, until re-established following World War II. In one sense, we are all God's people because he is our creator. In another sense, God's people are those who trust and obey Jesus, the Son of God, God's promised, anointed, Savior and eternal King, the Christ, Messiah, Both words mean anointed in Greek and Hebrew, respectively. Jesus waited long enough before resurrecting Lazarus so that he was undeniably dead. Jews believed that the soul lingered near the body for 3 days, and Lazarus had been dead 4 days. The smell of death when the tomb was opened was undeniable. Jesus is the resurrection and the life, John 1:4-5, 1 John 5:11-14. Jesus is the only way to forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word, restoration to fellowship with God, the only way to know divine eternal truth and to have eternal life, John 14:6. Jesus is God's only provision for our salvation from eternal death, which is the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23, Acts 4:12, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Jesus' disciples are born again, John 3:3-5-8, to spiritual, eternal life. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. There is a day of judgment coming when everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to God for what each has done individually in this lifetime, John 5:28-29. Those who have trusted and obeyed Jesus and have been born again by the gift of the Holy Spirit will receive eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven. Those who have rejected Jesus and have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus will receive eternal destruction in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23. Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14. Ephesians 1:13-14. Asterisk, Bethabara, Easton's Bible Dictionary, Digital Module, Bibli.Base Freeware, C-Free Digital Bible Study Tools, Sidebar Top Right.